with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The United States is pausing sanctions on Russian oil shipments. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a bid to stabilize global energy markets during the war against Iran, the Trump administration has announced a 30-day waiver on Russian oil sanctions. European leaders said now was not the time to relax sanctions against Moscow. And Ukrainian President Zelensky said the waiver was not the right decision and won't help bring a stop to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says President Trump maintains a firm grip on the timelines for ending the war with Iran. He told reporters today at the Pentagon.
But also recognizing this country's conditioned to previous leaders, whether it's George W. Bush or Barack Obama or Joe Biden, who had these expansive, nebulous mission sets that kept changing all the time. So the timeline kept moving and we kept pouring more troops in and on the ground. And then pretty soon everyone wonders, like I did in Afghanistan in 2012, what's our mission here?
Defense Secretary Hegseth was joined at the podium by Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General Dan Kane. The U.S. military says a KC-135 refueling aircraft supporting operations against Iran crashed in western Iraq, killing all six crew members. U.S. Central Command, which oversees the Middle East, said the crash followed an unspecified incident involving two aircraft in friendly airspace and that the other plane landed safely. Wall Street continued its downward trend today, the Dow down by 119 points, the Nasdaq dropping 206, with the S&P 500 index lower by 40 points, oil around $98 a barrel. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers kill an abortion bill, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The measure would have held a woman who has an abortion criminally liable. No other state, even those which have banned or sharply curtailed abortion, has such a law. The issue has divided pro-life advocates both in Tennessee and across the nation. Some say such legislation is needed to further protect the life of the unborn baby. Others argue it would hurt the pro-life cause, pointing out that many women who have abortions do so under pressure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Senegal's parliament has approved a bill that toughens punishment for homosexuality in the largely conservative Western African nation. The legislation also calls for punishing the promotion or financing of homosexuality, an attempt to crack down on LGBT advocacy groups. Laws proscribing homosexuality are common across Africa. More than 30 of the 54 countries criminalize same-sex sexual acts. This is SRN News. NASA has cleared its Artemis moon rocket for an April launch with four astronauts. We hear more on this story from correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
NASA's new moon rocket's been in the hangar for repairs, but now...
all the teams pulled go to launch and fly Artemis 2 around the moon.
NASA's Lori Glaze.
It's a test flight, and it is not without risk, but our team and our hardware are ready.
Glaze says Artemis will roll back to the launch pad at Florida's Kennedy Space Center next week. And while cautioning, there's still work to be done there.
We are on track for a launch as early as April 1st.
It'll mark humanity's first trip to the moon in more than 50 years, targeting a lunar landing for 2028. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.